Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ba-da-da-ba-da!
Hello, hello, show! Season 2, mix number...
15.
15. Welcome to the Hello, hello, show!
In my head, it's like 50. I'm like, 50. Wow.
What a goal. Monday, everybody. Welcome
Hello.
To the Hello Hello Show. If it's your first time here, hi, I'm JC.
I'm Rika, and we talk about everything and anything under the sun. However, we do also talk about our lives, and then we have the TTs.
Yes, the trending topics. So we start with where you've been, talking about our lives, as Rika said, and then the trending topics for today, which you can check the timestamps of the mix description to just skip forward if you want to skip to those. We're talking about Prince Charles passing recently. Also, a reality... Actually, you shed light on this, Rika G. A reality show former reality show contestant. Tama ba?
They are, yes, former reality show contestants. And they were actually a couple at one point. And we're going to talk about... It's more of the issue, not the relationship. And you don't actually need to know about The Bachelor, but okay. It's more of the whole hullabaloo.
Okay, cool. And the last thing is the uprising of community pantries here in the Philippines. Tama ba? Mm-hmm. I saw something on Twitter about it, but I actually don't know much about it. But I think
you're literally not updated with anything. This is nothing. Our job. Dude, this is Zero. Our job. Why Zero. Don't you know anything? Oh my Nothing. Goodness.
I have not looked at the internet.
I don't have Twitter. Patience for this. I am on my second day of my period. My body is aching. I have a headache.
Snoopy's on her period too.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, no. They're going to have blood everywhere, right? Or do they have like a diaper or something?
Yeah, a diaper right now. So it's 2 weeks.
Because I know, I think so, yeah. I remember a friend would just let it flow as a human, not their dogs. Like as a human, as for herself. Okay. Sometimes she would, she would miss... Like a couple of days of work, and then she was just like, let it flow on her bed. And I'm like, on your bed? Like your bed? She's like, Damn. Yes, just, you know, rolling around. And I'm like, what?
What?
Like, I do not get it. And then I think it's more of like how she was raised. Like her mom didn't believe pads or something, like tampons or something. Yeah, so I'm like, wow. So I'm sure there's a person like that out in the world. So that's nothing new,
not
I guess.
A big thing here in the Philippines? Because I don't really...
Not really. Not a lot of people use it. However, there is the... I like the word that you use. An uprising of people using menstrual cups. So it's like the silicone cup.
Menstrual cups, right?
Yes, it's like these like reusable silicone cups that you literally shove
into your thingy,
into you, yeah, into a person. Wow. And then it catches everything, and you can just like clear it out at the end of the day, or maybe in the middle of the day. Yeah,
not to be like TMI, but so I'm trying to understand the logistics of it. So you put it in there. It supposedly catches, but when you take it out, how do you prevent it from like?
Okay,
you know,
so I haven't actually used it. However, MJ, our co-DJ, explained everything to us, and she said that at the first few times you're gonna get it wrong, but you're gonna get a hang of it. So basically, you dump it all out in the toilet.
Toilet,
yeah,
okay.
Like right. A normal person, like with any excretion of bodily fluids, you do it in the bathroom.
Almost,
and then,
right?
well, if you're like at a gas station and then you really can't hold in your shit, sometimes you have to do it in a trash can, right? No, but literally, that's how you do it. And I feel like, you know what? When it comes to period talk and everything that happens in a woman's body, I think guys should also be able to ask questions because, you know, it shouldn't be taboo that you guys should, you know, like if you're going to help us out, if you're going to help, let's say, your girlfriend out, you shouldn't be like, oh, I don't know what to get in the or in the drugstore. And I'm like, that's not cute. You know, you should know. Because, you know, we know everything that happens to you. Sometimes we buy the condoms.
True.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. If someone asks for the squeaky clean vagina, you go get the squeaky clean vagina.
Oh, gosh. Please. It's an actual product. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, that's for another time probably. Or maybe with the guests, right?
True. Shall we do Where You Been, Rika G? Where you been this week, Rika G? What'd you do, friend?
Okay. So let's start with stuff that I've been watching. Okay. Nice. So there's this one TikTok account that I am obsessed with. His name is Chris Olsen. However, they do like, he focuses on his relationship with his boyfriend. They moved in together. It's Chris and Ian. If you guys seen them on TikTok, they're actually really, really cute. And then I started watching their YouTube channel because apparently they have like 200,000 followers already, subscribers. Wow. And their content is so cute. It's just about them and their lives. And sometimes he like pranks his boyfriend. His name is Ian, and they're both super attractive. Like, wow, like cute. Such a cute couple. And Chris is actually part Filipino. And really? sometimes they touch on like his family, his culture, the Philippines, which is really nice. And they're really, really cute on TikTok as well as YouTube. It's more about their relationship. And I think it's like I stay because of their dynamic. You know, they're both so talkative. And I also feel like they're both like theater people.
I'm looking at Chris Olsen right now.
I know. They're both theater people, which means they're super outgoing and they can talk your ear off and all of their, like, they have different content. And yeah, it's super, it's cool. And it's not just like stupid stuff. They talk about like important stuff as well about like relationships. Mm-hmm. And Chris actually went through addiction and like a drinking problem. So they talk about that as well, which is really nice. It's not just like, cause you know, there are some couples on YouTube where they just do pranks on each other and it becomes pointless at one point. And that's not what happens. Okay. This is really cute. So I recommend that one.
His ad is literally just Chris. He has the name Chris on TikTok. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Okay. So what? Cool. And then, so over the weekend is actually Bang Bang. For all of the BTS armies out there, yes, I am a part of the army. BTS army. It was actually a big weekend because it was Bang Bang Con, which is their like concert marathon. It was an nine hour concert marathon, and they played like previous concerts from their early days to like the, you know, middle year, I guess, to the present. And it was just amazing, especially if you're a super fan. And I was actually really proud of myself because, okay, so the night before Bang Bang Con, which was yesterday, Saturday night, I was actually here at the condo. And then for some reason, my internet just went bonkers. I ran out of data. My Wi-Fi, because I remember I called you. I was like, Mercury retrograde? I don't want to be, you know, one of those people who uses that all the time. But I feel like my gadgets were against me that night. And the thing is, it was also like a special night because I was supposed to have like a Zoom call with my friends from other countries. And it was supposed to be like a game night. Fortunately, at 12 midnight, the internet was back. And then I got to, you know, be in the call maybe until like 3 a.m. I know, who is she? I stayed up until 3 a.m. It was really fun. And then after that one, it was just a little stressful that night because I couldn't figure out why I don't have internet. And then apparently, like, a lot of people also didn't have internet because I asked you to check right. on Twitter. I'm like, can you please gather the consensus if it's just me or if it's really the network? Anyway,
it's the first place you go, right? Twitter, man. It's the first place you go for everything.
It's like they're dumping their thoughts there. So anyway, it was kind of a stressful night, but you know what? I ended it with a nice feeling because I got to talk to my friends at least. The next day, so I went home right away to my parents' house. Yes, because... Oh, sorry, wait. BangBangCon was Saturday here in the Philippines. Sorry. Mm. So my video call with my friends was Friday night. So anyway, Saturday after work, I went home to my parents' house. Thankfully, they have fast internet and they have a big TV. So I did my viewing over there. And then naturally, my parents sat down beside me, even my sister and my brother. And they just watched the whole, the part that I started watching. And they kept asking questions. And I'm like, am I turning my family into an army? Are we becoming BTS army family, Garcia family?
Do they have their biases already?
I asked my mom. She likes V. My dad is more a watcher, so he didn't really say anything. Okay. I think I would like to say on the record, I think my brother is Jungkook biased because when Jungkook came out with his own, with his solo performance, my brother, he was studying really hard for an exam. He went out of his room, he watched the whole performance, and then after Jungkook, he just, he went in the room and left. And I'm like, I feel like he's JK biased. Okay. I didn't ask my sister. But yeah, it was really fun. I was actually supposed to study because on Sunday, it was our last session for my classes. And we had an exam, but I didn't get to study because I had to focus on my boys. The next day, I just dedicated the whole day in, with studying. And it was, I passed. It was, I would like to say, pat on the back. I did a good job. I tried my best.
Nice.
And I want to give myself that credit. Okay. And then what else? Oh, that night, the same day, actually, I went home here because I had work earlier, which is a Monday. It was also, it was kind of a fun day because after work, I didn't want to go home yet. I was feeling a little antsy, maybe because it is my second day of my period. Don't come for me. Okay. We can talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's our podcast.
I know. Anyway. So I actually went, to visit my friend who works at a roastery, like a coffee roastery. So she works for Yardstick Coffee. If you guys know that, they're like a third wave coffee shop, I'd like to say. A coffee shop in Makati. And I think, I'm not sure if they have other, I think they do. Do they have other branches?
Yardstick?
I'm gonna see. Yardstick. Can
I only
check?
Know that one branch. But I'll I know Google, in Makati. I'll Google it right now.
Please do.
Yes.
Help me out here.
We'll do. Yardstick Coffee.
I think that's the only one. Anyway, so I went to their roastery. Uh-huh. And it was pretty cool. Anyway, it was pretty cool because they gave me a mini tour of the whole place. And even they even they even let me taste a few of their beans that they're trying out, which is pretty cool. It was really nice,
beans, literal na bean talaga, or
they grind it and brewed. Make it
coffee. Ah, okay.
Yeah. So they let because me
they
taste
have
the coffee
beans, where you could eat chocolate covered coffee beans.
Guess so. Yeah. I've tasted before, but that's not what I meant.
That's right. Okay.
So anyway, we had coffee there. They even showed me all of the expensive machines that they were selling. And I'm like, wow, people actually buy this. And actually, they were telling me about, the spike of coffee home brewers and they have a lot of customers right now who are purchasing, these expensive coffee machines for their homes. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could. It was from them, it was literally an arm's reach. I'm literally in the same room as a La Marzocco or like a rocket. And I'm like, these are all so amazing. And they were all shiny in that room. But I mean, like, I appreciated them by, you know, just by looking at them. But they're actually telling me about this one, like, they're this, like, what do you call it? Like a handy equipment, coffee equipment that they have there. It's called, oh my goodness, I totally forgot what it was. Wait lang. Anyway, I'm going to look for it. But so they were telling me about it, and they even demonstrated it in front of me, which, oh, there we go. It's called a steep shot. And basically, it looks like this like tumbler thing. It literally looks like a tumbler, but it acts like a mocha pot, and it produces like an espresso slash a coffee, like a drink, coffee. Produces that. So it looks like a tumbler, but all you have to do is actually like put hot water, your ground coffee, and then after like a minute or two, you can just like pull a shot or make a cup of coffee. Yeah, when you look at it, search for it. It's called Steep Shot. It literally looks like a tumbler, and it comes with a mesh filter. And yeah, they were selling it, and I'm like, I am sold. I'm just waiting for my money, dude. I'm like, please reserve. It's 3.8 in
yardstick.
And then I also saw like there's this like cool bougie box in front of their store. It's called the Varia Brewer. And it's also cool. It's like a 7-in-1 brewer that they have. They're also selling. And I asked them, you know, what kind of person would you sell this to? And they said that, you know, like the low key home brewer, because it's basically like 7 brewing methods in one. You can use it as a French press, like a V60. You can use it like different things.
I'm gonna watch this YouTube video later. Parang review of the
steep shot. I know. I'm like, I'm literally sold. I'm literally just waiting for my money to come into my account, and I'm going to right away, ASAP, transfer it to them so I can purchase a steep shot. I know, it's really cool. The cool thing about it is, I think, for me, is because of our line of work, you know, we are in the station and we can't really go down. We can't leave our station when we're on board. So I think it's, especially me, because it's like early in the morning, I really need my coffee. Sometimes, you know, those handy coffee drippers just doesn't do the job for me in the morning. And I need, you know, like a strong cup. I think this will really do good, because I've been, you know what? I've been overusing my mocha pot for the past couple of months. I've been using my mocha pot for twice a day. And I don't know. I think it needs like some sort of rest. I do have a fin filter, which also for me also produces like a really strong cup of coffee. Because, you know, like the Vietnamese style. But sometimes it gets a little tedious. So I'm just thinking of buying this. No, I'm actually sold, like I told you.
I've never seen a mocha pot either. I had to Google what that was. M-O-K-A pala yun. Kala ko mocha, yes, like the drink.
So it's mocha pot. And then actually, if you go through your Lola's pantry or your, you know, like your tita's kitchen, I'm sure you're going to see one, because it's a classic. And I actually, I regret not taking tita's mocha pot when they were asking me, oh, do you want one? You know, I have an extra one or whatever. And I'm like, what is it? That's so weird. Blah, blah, blah. And now that I know how to use it and I've been using it twice a day, I'm like, why didn't I take it? It was such a nice looking mocha pot too. It was red, like painted red. Cool. Oh. Anyway, so yes, I'm going to get that once I get my money. Count on it, I promise.
All right.
So they also let me like look into the roastery part of the whole thing. It was pretty cool. It's like these big machines and loud machines where they pour in the coffee, and then it like you know, like roasting the coffee. Like, I don't know the action. I actually don't even know what you call it, but they're roasting the coffee right there. And it was just pretty cool. It's cool that there's actually like a big system behind a coffee shop. Because obviously when you go into a coffee shop, you see, you know, the aesthetic, you see the drinks and you can buy, but it actually takes a lot for you to run that kind of coffee shop. So it's, I think it's a privilege for, you know, that they let me take a peek in there. So shout out to my friend Jelai. So yeah, what else did I do? I think that's
I looked it up. I think there's only one branch. Yung sa Makati lang talaga.
So if you guys can visit that and visit all the neighborhood cafes you have in your area, please do Black because coffee Black coffee in your area. Ang ganda. Okay, anyway, if you guys can support the local coffee shops that you have, community coffee shops, go ahead because, you know, give them some love. Give them some love. As soon as I got home, I ruminated in my dysmenorrhea. I was literally just sitting here about to cry. You know, like when you're on the verge of crying, but you don't actually cry because you don't know why you're crying and you're just filled with all these hormones and emotions and pain. It was like, how come I want to cry, but I cannot cry? I think it's like my mind and my body, they're, you know, at war right now. Okay. So anyway, good thing I forced myself to do a quick workout, and now I feel okay because I am filled with spaghetti in my tummy for dinner.
You work out during your period, like I hear, like it's like impossible to work out.
Yeah, because there are other women out there that experience immense pain during their menstruation week, but fortunately, I think my pain tolerance is just really high. I'm experiencing a lot of pain. I've been experiencing a lot of pain, but it's just that I read somewhere that when you don't, the day that you don't want to work out is the day that you should, you know, like push yourself so that at least you can tell yourself that you got through that, even though you're dragging your hands on the floor.
I mean, that sounds like a very motivational quote that you would hear.
I know. It's like on the wall of some gym somewhere. Like a CrossFit gym.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the day that you work out is the day you don't want to work or something like that. Something catchier than that. But
yeah. I forced myself. I even messaged my coach. I asked her, please, please motivate me. Please send me like motivating photos and GIFs so that I can get up and work out. And she did. She did. Nice, by the way, if you guys want to join us, there are 30 minute focus classes. So every day she gives out, or every week she gives out a schedule for like every day of that week. So sometimes like Monday she would have upper body, and then Tuesday she would have like booty and a stretch class, and then Wednesday she would have blah blah blah. So, and then you can pay per class, which is like 150 pesos. Okay. Which is super inexpensive, right? Cool.
Yeah, $3.
Yeah, and then if you want to get like, because I get a promo, it's cheaper if you get it by class. So I get like a 10 class promo. She also has that. And then what's also good with the workout, I don't think she has a name for it yet, but if you guys want to join us, contact me or contact I Am Manuel on Instagram, AEM Manuel. That's her name on Instagram, not the handle, the name. So anyway, what's good about the her program is, first of all, mostly it's body weight. And if it does require equipment, you can just use a house, like anything in your house, like a book or a tumbler. And she doesn't require you to buy all of these other like gym equipment.
Weights and stuff.
But if you do have it, then that's great. But if you don't, like no pressure. Also, another advantage of having her as our coach whenever you're experiencing some pain, discomfort, or like a special thing in your body that you can't do, she will actually modify her workout just for you. Like for today, she modified the workout because I'm experiencing some period pains. And then the other day, she modified the workout of one of our classmates because she was experiencing some wrist pain. So instead of doing push-ups, she did another thing, which is great, right? I mean, because sometimes, I don't know, I think it's easier, especially because most of us are girls, but we do have a guy classmate, which is great. And sometimes she also modifies because she knows that, you know, there's a little bit of an advantage when it comes to guys, like you're stronger, you have stronger upper bodies or, you know, maganon. So she would, what do you call it, like add some more reps for the guy or, you know, like another modification to make it a little harder, which is great. This is sometimes when, I mean, it's also, I mean, it's okay because it's free, the workouts that you get on YouTube, but sometimes, you know, it really can't tell you to, you know, change your form or the reps that you make. Like, let's say you're about to pass out, but the workout says, no, 10 more reps in like a personalized class like this. She can actually see you because she requires you to open your camera because what if you faint, right? She can actually see you. And from time to time, she would ask, is everyone okay? If you're feeling faint, please sit down. You don't have to force yourself. So, which is really nice. I really love that. I think that's also why I love going to personalized classes. You know, I used to go to yoga classes and cycling classes. So
I miss cycling classes, man.
I know. Is it because of the hot girls and sports bras?
That's one reason, but it really felt like after you're done, you really felt like you could eat a pizza and not be, you won't feel bad. Like, you feel like you actually worked out really hard because every part of your body is sore and you sweat. So you sweat, like, I've never sweat more than I ever have doing anything. I've never sweat as much as I have doing cycling, spinning.
Right?
Galing, man.
But I do love your candor when it comes to the hot girls in sports bra.
I mean, I feel like you don't see that many guys in those classes. I mean, I don't want to generalize, it's mostly girls.
Mostly. So, but there are some guys, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're
even
hot.
And the instructors, right?
Oh, the instructor guys, they're so hot, bro.
Right?
My God, they're so fit.
So yeah, one of the advantages of, or some of the advantages of being in a personalized workout class like that. So if you guys want to join us again, her name on Instagram is I am Manuel, AEM. Okay. AEM Manuel. Cause her handle is a little long. So it's 3 A's, 3 Y's, 3 E's and 3 M's.
Or just message you, right? In case.
Yes. Or message me like a couple of my followers actually messaged me already and they wanted to join. So I'm really happy about that. That's cool. It. What path?
Finn. Then I'll start with what I watched this week. I started this new show. It's on Amazon. It's an animated show, but it's not it's not for kids. It's super violent. It's called Invincible. It's really good. It's based off a comic, which I think was written by Robert Kirkman, who also did Walking Dead. He did the Walking Dead comics. So the story is it's about a superhero, the son of a superhero, rather. So it's kind of like, it's like Superman, but it's not Superman, and his son who has powers, who gets powers when he turns 18. And it's really dark. Like, you'll see after the first episode, you're going to be like, holy shit, what the hell just happened? I'm only on episode 3 right now, but it's really good. It stars J.K. Simmons, who you might know from like Spider-Man as the newspaper
the
guy,
uncle?
You know? Bill Jonah Jameson. Or the drum, what's that drum movie with Miles Teller?
Drum
Whiplash.
Movie?
Whiplash.
I was thinking, what was that? Drumline.
I love Drumline.
I love it too.
Yeah, and it also stars the voice of the kid, the son is Steven Yeun. So it's star studded, and Sandra Oh is in it, Rika G.
She
plays the mom. She plays the wife of the superhero and the mom of the kid. So far, so good. I've also kept up with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They just released episode 5. I think the finale is next week. It's really good. Even though I don't like Falcon so much. I mean, I never liked Falcon in the movies. I thought he was kind of too OA, but Marvel's so good, man. They just know how to
Falcon
make you like every character.
Anthony Mackie, right?
Anthony Mackie, yep.
Okay, so I've been obsessing over Anthony Mackie over the weekend because I don't know, he was hilarious.
He's pretty funny.
So funny, like during interviews and press cons. I think he's the most entertaining one in the cast, like publicly. Not
he always
the
shits on Tom Holland.
I know. Tom Holland and Sebastian Stan. They're so cute. My favorite one was when they were reading thirsty comments from BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah.
And then M'Baku was there. The iconic tweet, M'Baku can break my M'Bak out. Yeah. I would totally say that in front of M'Baku. What's his name?
Winston Duke, I think.
I would totally say it. I mean, did you miss the thighs? It's the thighs for
me. He's hot, too. I also liked him in a movie in Us. He's good in Us.
I know.
So speaking of Sebastian Stan, I think he, out of all the characters in Winter Soldier, he, for me, has the best acting. Like, he's so good. He's struggling with his identity of he was a killer before because he was brainwashed and shit. So the show, I mean, not to spoil too much, but it's basically him kind of still dealing with his past. And it's so good. He's so good for me. He's like out of all the actors in that show, he's the one that really stands out the most to me. See, that's Sebastian Stan. Galing. That's pretty much what I did in terms of movies and stuff. I'm trying to think.
You started a TikTok account.
I did start a TikTok account. It's actually the same as my Instagram. I had a gaming TikTok that I tried to do, but it's so hard to really clip the videos and then make it. It's so difficult. So I figured I'd just do the basic bitch stuff and do like a put a finger down video or something like that in the future. It's the same as my regular Instagram handle. I watched one movie that you might have to special agent John it, but it's very John Wick-esque. It's called Nobody. Oh, Rika G, you gotta watch that movie, bro. It's so good. I really liked it. Have you heard of it?
What's this again?
Nobody. It's called Nobody.
No, wait.
But it stars Bob Odenkirk or Greg Odenkirk. Bob Odenkirk. Have you seen Breaking Bad ever?
Yeah.
So the lawyer, see Saul.
Oh yeah, see Saul. Yeah, okay.
So Saul is the main actor.
Ooh. And
the action is very John Wick esque. So it's very violent, very visceral. Hey, it's like one versus 30 guys kind of movie. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's funny, and I mean, if you don't take it too seriously, because it's very, you're like, no way that would ever happen in real life. Just like John Wick, the John Wick movies. Mm-hmm. It's so good, man. For me, it's the movie that you have to watch this week. If you have a chance to find it somewhere, it's the one that you got to watch. Nobody.
Looks interesting.
I think you would. I think you would like it.
Yeah, you know
me. MJ actually told me to. I mean, I watched the trailer before. I just didn't realize that it was already out. But MJ liked it so much that she messaged me, said, "You have to watch Nobody." I said, "All right. Got you, fam."
Oh, actually, I forgot something. I forgot to mention that I did watch something new this week. Okay, so there are a couple of things that I started watching and then I just stopped. What was that segment again? Things that Rika watched and didn't finish. So it's Hell's Kitchen, Real Housewives, the new season on Netflix, which is season 3, which is an old season, but it's new on Netflix. And then I also started watching State of Play. However, I did finish. What was that movie? What the fuck, man? Why do I always forget? Twisted. There we go.
Twisted.
Yeah, so it's like a crime thriller with the what's her face? Oh, fuck balls! I hate this.
Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd and right. Samuel Jackson. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, so yeah. I watched it. I actually thought I would like it more, but it's really more of a meh for me.
Okay.
At one point, I was a little confused, and at one point, I was a little bored with the story because it's a little predictable for me. You know what? I want to be totally honest with you. I did read a few reviews, so it might have clouded my judgment when it comes to the movie. I did still enjoy it. It was crime, but it was a little confusing at one point. I mean, but I am really interested with State of Play. I'm going to finish that maybe tonight because, State you know, as a report.
Is that Ben Affleck? No.
Yes.
Oh, it
and,
is?
And Rachel McAdams. Oh. And another face that's really famous.
The Russell Crowe yata, diba?
Yes, yes.
I think I've seen that movie. It's okay. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I like those. I like those kinds of movies where it's like investigatory. What's a word? What's the word?
investigatory. I think so.
Investigatoration.
Oh, speaking of investigation, there's one movie that I never saw. Have you seen it? Have you seen Spotlight?
Spotlight?
I'm gonna watch it.
You've never watched.
I've never seen it. I've never seen
you
it.
You know what? I've watched that maybe 5 times at the very at least 5 times.
Okay.
I love that movie. Okay, yeah. So the list of movies that I rewatch from time to time. So in the mix is Spotlight. Another one is Patriots Day. For some reason, I'd like a rewatch.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, well, I mean, because I mean, I am a fan of Mark Wahlberg. I just don't like the fact that he was a homophobe and a racist before.
Before.
It's just that it always comes back to me whenever I say I love. Mark Wahlberg.
But he's changed, and, right? He's learned, right? I think.
Yes, he seems like he's
a good guy now. So
yeah, I mean,
people can change.
Which means that's true. People can change. You know, it's a human. It's a human thing that you can unlearn or change by knowing more. So anyway, those are like some of the movies that I rewatch from time to time. There's Harry Potter as well, and the Transformers franchise, Fast and Furious franchise, and Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are great. All great movies.
Sometimes Planet of the Apes franchise.
Oh, I love that one. The Caesar one. The Caesar.
Caesar. Oh my God.
Shit.
That moment that he said something.
No. And then he beat on Malfoy's ass. Man.
Shit. Balls. Okay. Anyway.
So awesome, man.
Cool. So wait lang. So napanood mo na Spotlight. Hindi pa.
This week.
Oh my gosh. Can we have a a movie night. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I want to rewatch it with someone who hasn't watched it.
Yeah, I have not watched it yet because I don't know. I don't know why. Because when it comes to Best Picture, it won Best Picture, diba? So when it comes to Best Picture movies, usually I'm not like racing to go see it because usually it's heavy or it's like...
This one is... It's half heavy, half ooh.
Okay.
Ano yung papa ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really like, I think the... Because it's based on a true story, right? Like, it's based on real life events. Tama ba?
Yes.
And the premise is kind of fucked up, but also kind of not... I mean, it's kind of bad to say, but is it surprising? I feel like that's... I've heard this kind of...
That's the reason why when they opened the door, it flooded, right? Which means it happens a lot.
Right. Have you watched that one movie with Meryl Streep? I haven't seen it. I just saw the scene with her and... shit, what's her name? How to Get Away with Murder. Anong name niya? Si
Annalise. What's her name?
What's her real name? Viola Davis. No, because Viola Davis, she got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and she was
only in
one scene in that whole movie. But I never saw the movie. I just watched
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yung parang, yung scene na yun, yung parang naglalaway pa siya, lumalabas pa
Yep.
I only saw the trailer for that one. Yeah. Maybe that's why it's I know about it. Wait.
Doubt. It's called Doubt. The movie's called Doubt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Similar kind of Oh, which reminds me.
What?
I made a personal goal for myself. Before the year 2021 ends, I will watch all of Stanley Tucci's movies.
Movies? Oh, okay.
All of it. And that. Yes. Okay. So I would like to report to you that I've watched, okay, Julie and Julia, of course, Devil Wears Prada, and The Lovely Bones. I'm done with that.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? Lovely Bones.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's so easy. Because
he's the bad guy, right?
I don't want to ruin it for you, okay? Okay. So just watch.
He's really good in that.
I've watched, of course, The Hunger Games. Apparently, he's in Captain America. I've watched that. See, he's like a chameleon. I've watched The Terminal, Burlesque, Silence, Easy A, Witches, Transformers, Beauty and the Beast, Spotlight. I watched Beethoven and what's the other one? Made in Manhattan. I'm done. Shall We Dance? I'm also done with that. So, I mean, I'm down the list, but I still have a long way to go and I cannot wait because I love Stanley Tucci. I love him.
Tucci.
If I have the chance to marry him, I will. That is my last word on this.
Stanley Tucci. Other than that, nothing else, friend. Didn't do anything. Stayed at home. You know, same old. So I think we should move on. Finn, let's do some
Finn.
ETs. Which one do you want to start with?
The unfortunate death of Prince Charles.
Prince Charles. Okay.
Wait, no. Let me just pull up the article. I don't want to. I don't want to sign in on your website just so I can see. Press.co.uk.
Would you donate a dollar? Oh wait, you don't. You're the one that doesn't really use Wikipedia.
So
here we go.
So Prince Charles. I'm sorry. Prince Philip. Tama ba?
Prince.
Are we hello?
Prince Philip, yes, Prince Philip.
Sorry. So Prince Philip, there we go. Can you just edit that out? I don't want to offend anybody.
No, you just made a mistake. Prince Philip.
So Prince Philip died, the Duke of Edinburgh, actually. Mm. That's his like actual title. And it says here that, what do you call this?
He was 99 here, years old. That's crazy.
Wait lang. There we go. So they had the funeral on April 18, which is today, because it's April 18 there. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
That's correct.
There we go. So he died at age 99. And so they had a service today with the Queen.
And it said that his death was announced by Buckingham Palace and that he passed away peacefully. Mm-hmm. So that's good news. And
apparently it's a custom. Yeah, apparently it's a custom that no family members delivered a eulogy.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So, and then it says here, Reverend David Connor conducted the funeral and spoke of the many, many ways in which his long life has been a blessing to us. Those are his words. And then talked about him and his life. What do you call this? What else? Oh, so, okay. So because of the rules for, you know, for safety, because of the pandemic, they had to cut down on the attendance of the funeral. And they had to adjust to 30 guests in the church. You know what? I wonder if they're already vaccinated. because
I assume they would be already, right? Like the royal family.
That's what I assumed as well. But I would also, I don't know, I'm just looking at protecting the royal family. Like maybe they're also a little, I don't know, maybe they want to make sure that this is the right dose or the right vaccine for them. But I mean, if it's good for the public, I'm sure it's also good for them. They're also humans, am I right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just wondering, maybe they have like extra steps.
I've always wondered what the British monarchy, like what they can still do, you know, because there's a prime minister, right?
Yeah.
So like what power do they have? Like I don't know at all. Like I'm actually genuinely curious. What can they do? Like what can the queen say, like off with your head? I know it's a very common thing, like, off with your head. And it wouldn't be allowed, right? Like she can't just say that anymore.
I don't think anybody says that in the modern world.
Yeah, I know. I'm just curious, like, what power they actually have now? Like, or are they just really just a part of history that they're so established? I really don't know.
Let's see.
Interesting, man. I was curious, right? Because Prince Philip was the husband of Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-mm.
So I was always wondering, bagay hindi siya king. I did do a Google search on
I actually know this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you married out into the family, if you're a male, you cannot inherit the title of king. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. You have to the only way you can become king is if you are next in line in that family. So
and that's then the they're also title. Like and then there are also different types of queens, apparently, in the royal family. Mm. So it also depends on, you know, if you're married into the family.
Yes.
And then there's also like a different name if your husband dies. Mm. There are a bunch of different types of, queens and what you call them.
If you married out into, if you're a woman and you marry into, let's say you marry the king, you can actually be labeled queen, like, but it's only a ceremonial title.
Yeah.
And then I read here somewhere here. Go.
No, because there's the queen of consort, which is, you know, the most common kind of queen, the wife of a king. Okay. And then there's also queen dowager, which is what you call a queen when the husband is dead. So apparently, so you can call Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Dowager, I'm not mistaken, right?
Okay.
And then Queen Mother is the queen of the reigning monarch, or the mother, sorry.
Mother of the reigning monarch.
And then there's also Queen Regent. It says here, when the king were absent for a period of time, he may leave his wife in charge, which makes them the Queen Regent.
Got it. We need to talk to someone because there are people who are like literally obsessed with
it. Yeah, they're experts.
Like they know everything about it.
Yeah.
So I would really be interested. I don't watch The Crown because I feel like The Crown, even though it's probably, you know, they probably maybe take some liberties. I feel like you would really understand the impact of the monarchy if you watch The Crown. I never watched it because I'm not really into period pieces. So it's not for me. But I think people who watch The Crown would probably know the answers to the questions that we're asking right now.
True. And there are actually people who have like YouTube channels that talk about, you know, the royal family, what's happening in the history and everything. However, I did, you know what? I did try to watch The Crown. It was interesting at first, but it didn't really, I don't know. At one point it became a little slow.
Okay.
So I stopped. But it's interesting. A lot of people are actually into it.
Okay. And just some things that I learned about Prince Philip, just because I was reading articles about it. So he gave up his own hereditary title of Prince of Greece and Denmark to become Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, when he married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947. So he was ready to be Prince of Greece and Denmark, but he gave it up to be Prince of Duke of Edinburgh. It's pretty cool, right? It's really like those old movies where you like you marry to become a different, like, rule a different country. It's crazy. Wild, no? Damn.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah. So rest in peace to Prince Philip. 99. Mm-hmm. I mean, he lived a long life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that is impressive. And if you look at the photos, dude, like I was just, because, you know, when you even Google his name, you see all these photos. He looked so like badass though, when he was like younger. Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is so elaborate. They even have like an actual map of the procession that they had from one point to St. George's Chapel. Wow, this is it's amazing that they actually even have to tell that to the people. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace. And we have to, I'm going to look up the answer to that question. What's the role of the royal family? I really want to know what they can do.
Do you have 5 hours to read up on it? I feel like it'll take like a really long time.
Yeah, because it says here, members of the royal family support the queen in her many state and national duties, as well as carrying out important work in the areas of public and charitable service and helping to strengthen national unity and stability. So just from that statement that I read, I'm guessing that the queen and like her family kind of still undertake yung mga like the charitable causes and to help their people. I don't know about the lawmaking. Feel ko hindi na masyado sila involved dun. That's just my assumption. Someone can chime in on that in the future.
Yes, please. If you know a lot about it, please message us.
All right. Wapow?
Wapow.
You want to do community pantries?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Community pantries have become kind of a bigger thing here in the Philippines, which I thought it was kind of funny because I was like, weren't pantries like kind of already happening? But supposedly there have been a lot that have been popping up, and there's been a lot of controversy also. This is how I heard of the whole community pantry thing, because people are saying that there is now an element of politicizing it.
Yes, I actually saw like a couple of photos in their communities where politicians, like offices of these politicians would come up with a community pantry and they would put their name all over it. When in fact, a community pantry is by the community for the community. I mean, it's diba? Mm. So anyway, let's focus on the good part. Okay. So there are a number of community pantries that have been popping up all over, not just Metro Manila, all over the Philippines, wherein the essence of it is you drop off you donate what you can, food and goods. And then if you want to take something as well, you can also what you need. So yeah, that's what's been happening everywhere, which is really cool because, you know, we have that certain, characteristic as Filipinos, and we have that term bayanihan, and this is essentially what it is, right?
Yes.
So,
and I'm seeing articles actually, like one from ABS-CBN that says, if you want to set up a community pantry in your area, here's what you will need. So I'm just going to list the bullet points so you can kind of just figure it out from there. List what you need. B, look for a spot that's easily accessible. Have volunteers repack the items, put up a sign, encourage people to donate in kind, make it easy for donors to send in their cash donations, keep the goods display organized. So basically it's like Rica said, it's you find an area and you set up shop and you give food. And then if you want to take food, you take food. And it's, some people are saying that these have started sprouting out recently also because people are unhappy with, let's say, the response from LGUs or just the government in general, the national government. But there is a statement here that I read from spokesperson Hariroke. Hello, Hariroke, hello. he says, the community pantry represents the best in Filipino. I think this is a spontaneous movement amongst Filipinos. It's part of our psyche to help one another. Kapag meron talagang panahon na mga pananangailangan. Ano?
Pangangailangan.
So, they're saying that the palace believes sprouting community pantries is not a condemnation of government. So they're supporting it, I guess. I mean, that's what they're saying.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing that they're actually not saying shit about something nice that's
like,
happening.
Shut it down.
In
blah,
the country.
Blah, blah, blah. That would be so
yeah.
Yeah.
However, I mean, like I've seen like a couple of minor cases or complaints wherein somebody would actually go to the community pantry and say that, oh, this is unsafe for the people. And there's just one certain case where a woman was complaining that I've been quarantined for a month and you guys are doing this like being in one place and you can actually contract the virus and spread it all around. And people have been saying that, you know, you don't get it. First of all, you don't get the whole notion and the whole meaning behind a community pantry. Mm-hmm. And second of all, because she did say that video, the woman in the video, she did say that I've been quarantined for a month and you guys are doing this, you're risking your life. And then people kept saying, you've been quarantined for a month. Why are you out?
Right.
Why?
Right.
So anyway, it's a good thing that one of the people who was handling the community pantry acknowledged the woman in the video and said that they're actually working on everything, you know, on not just keeping them safe, but also keeping them alive, like literally food and water for them. So I think ultimately that video just gave us more motivation to power through this community pantry.
And I've read also in this article from Inquirer naman, it says that the initiative began in Maginhawa Street Teachers Village in QC, which took different neighborhoods by storm and has been replicated quickly in many communities far and wide. So I don't know if this is like legit the origin of community pantry seeing sa Maginhawa, but
I guess.
This one, it says here that Anna Patricia Non, who's 26, placed a bamboo cart filled with an initial stock of rice and canned goods near an intersection of Maginhawa Street in Teachers Village, and then it's inspired other communities nationwide. So I don't know if that's the origin story mismo, but that's really, I just want to shout out
Anna definitely. Patricia like, Non. Shout out to everyone who started their own community pantries. And maybe that's like, maybe, like the first documented one, because I'm sure it's been happening in in different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's good that it was documented and people are actually encouraged even more to start their own in their area. Mm. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Congrats. And, I wish we could do more of something like this, but also demand to the people in power to give us what we deserve as a citizen of this country who pays taxes and believed in you and put you in power and, you know, in that chair.
Yeah.
So let's also not forget that.
And sana, because I've seen the tweet that actually led me to community pantries in general was a negative tweet from someone who I think her and her family put up a community pantry in Los Baños. And parang yung, I don't know if it was the officials of that area were kind of telling them to kind of shut it down because they couldn't control the crowd. Mm. And also parang ginagamit daw para sa pangalan. Like they were trying to use it to get their name up. But the tweet was saying that her and her family they aren't involved in politics at all. Like they're not trying to win favor or votes or anything. So sana
Where is this?
LB. I saw it. I forgot the name of the tweeter.
Los Baños.
Los Baños yung community pantry I saw. So hopefully they don't give these community pantries a hard time, the LGUs or whatever. Like, yes, I understand maybe the need for control of the, let's say, the crowd, diba? Kasi baka daming tao, social distancing and whatever. But hopefully they can, you know, work together, you know, instead of against each other. Parang ganun.
Yeah, so hopefully everybody keeps safe and everybody just continues on doing this, you know, helping one another. I mean, like, if there's one in our area, definitely you participate in that one. We all should. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Such a feel good thing that happened here, so close to us.
Very true. Wapow. All right, last thing, Rika G. Cassie Randolph. Okay, I don't know anything about Cassie Randolph, but they were contestant. She was a contestant on The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Yes, Bachelor. So Colton Underwood is actually the Bachelor, I believe, 2 years ago or 2019. Anyway, so we don't need to talk about The Bachelor and the show because it doesn't have anything to do with the show. You don't need to know anything about it, but it's just the whole context. It's such a crazy thing what happened to them. So just to let you guys know, they were in The Bachelor. They were together, and they're a former couple. Last year, an article came out about Cassie Randolph and Colton Underwood. And the guy, Colton, contracted COVID-19. I'm going to start here, but their story actually started like way before this, but this is May of 2020. So Colton contracted COVID-19, and Cassie welcomed him to her home to take care of him. May 2020. Come September 2020, actually in between of May and September, a lot of things already happened. But September 2020, they officially broke up because of their differences. Apparently, like, one wanted to get married, the other one didn't. And there were also some sort of harassment and stalking involved. Apparently, he showed up. So Colton showed up at Cassie's parents' house uninvited and even put a tracking device in her car. And there were also, threatening texts to Cassie, which led her to file a restraining order to keep him at least 100 yards away. Which, again, I have a problem with yards. I'm like, I do not know what 100 yards.
Dude, is like 30 centimeters. Or something, or three? No, 90.
What the hell?
It's so stupid.
Well, okay, so like 100. Yeah, like how do I know? Would I like? How can you describe it? Okay, like how many cars? At least five? No,
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, anyway, so yeah, that was the restraining order that was filed. Fast forward to this year, 2021, maybe like a couple of weeks ago. Colton Underwood went on an interview saying that he regrets all of the things that happened and admitted that he made mistakes in the relationship. And then during the interview, Cassie. She did mention Cassie, that he said that he wanted to sit down and talk with her. And then he also admitted that he messed up. He made a lot of bad choices and made mistakes in the end. And he ended it with, "I'm extremely sorry." At the same time, in the same interview, he came out as gay in the interview and apologized for his actions towards his ex, Cassie. And now people are rallying behind him, you know, coming out to support him, as you should. Obviously, when you have a friend coming out, you know, it's a hard thing to do, especially in the public eye. Cassie did talk about how their silence is speaking for them, and then didn't say anything further on her YouTube channel. However, so get this, Colton also signed with Netflix for a reality show that, you know, focuses on him, on his identity as a gay athlete. But he's been filming the project way before he came out to the public. So people are a little bit they're a little bit concerned about the whole situation because I mean, obviously, like, there's no doubt if he did come out as gay, that's his truth. That's really his word. But it's just, for me, it's just a little iffy that, you know, there's no consequence with everything that's happened or he did do for the relationship and to Cassie.
Yeah, I mean, he has his own TV show now, and there's no parang backlash because of the, you know, especially the whole putting a tracking device. That's kind of whack, man.
Yeah, it's a little concerning.
Very.
I mean, of course it's okay. It's okay that he came out as gay and living his truth. Mm-hmm. But there's just, I don't know, maybe it's also a little dangerous that people might think that once you do live out your truth, let's say you did come out as someone, your truth, that people should just forget about all the bad things that you did before, which shouldn't be the case.
Right.
I mean, it could be because other people can do that in different ways, diba?
Yeah. Diba? In a way, even though it didn't really work because it was so crazy bad what he did, Kevin Spacey, people were saying when, you know, how Kevin Spacey came out as gay after all the sexual abuse incidents, people were saying that he came out as gay kind of as a way to lessen the backlash gets.
Right. Which is, they're not helping the cause.
No.
You know,
no.
There are a lot of people out there who want to come out as gay and, or be part of the LGBTQ community. Mm. And, I mean, like, we don't need to make this a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right? To get it mixed with all of these bad decisions that you did before. Because, I mean, like, you don't need, I mean, like, I feel like it's dangerous to use that reason. That's why you made all these bad choices before. Diba? Mm. Just make it, for me, parang hiwalayin mo na lang that you did make bad choices before. Because as a human being, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
But you're also gay. Not I made because, those decisions in my
because
life.
Because I was gay.
Because I'm gay.
Right.
Because, you know, coming out as gay and living your truth is not a bad thing. Diba?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I understand your point.
It really
feels like just because now that he has a show, it feels like he's trying to save face and kind of win public favor with people because of, you know, like the sympathy vote in a way, saying, you know, he was mean and cruel or whatever to her because maybe his identity was in flux and he couldn't really deal with himself, so maybe he took it out on her. So by coming out, people will be like, so that's why he was like that, which is, this shouldn't be the case, right? That's
But I also liked how he did not talk about Cassie in a bad way, first of all, or at all, almost nothing, right? Because it's also dangerous to, like, put words in someone's mouths when they're not there, misrepresent them. So at the very least, at least he didn't tarnish her reputation. But also, actually, before they had a whole dispute about that, but because apparently, like, somebody wrote a book and went on interviews. They feel like they're exploiting the relationship. So, but that was before, pa. That was before. This is the issue now. I wish, you know what? If, you know, people out there are Leche fans are listening, if you have, you know, some sort of experience, because I feel like this isn't a new thing. If you have some sort of experience in this, or maybe just, you know, thoughts about this, I want to know. I literally want to know. Maybe we missed something, or are we being too one-sided about this? But I'm not dismissing the fact that he came out as gay. I'm not at all.
Yeah.
We do accept that. It's just that there should be consequences in all the bad decisions that you do in life, right?
I agree. Yeah. On a side note, since we're talking a little bit about The Bachelor, I was curious, and I just did a quick Google search because I always feel like these reality dating shows, they usually end up not working out because it's a reality show.
Yeah.
But I did a Google search, and there's a whole list of couples that actually are still together. Actually, 20. It says 20 bachelor and bachelorette couples who are still together. But I just want to read the first one because ABC's first ever bachelorette got engaged to Ryan. Trista Rain got engaged to Ryan Sutter, and 15 years later, they're still together. So at least they're still together. And congratulations.
What's interesting also is there are a couple of So there's the bachelorette, and then there are the women that are in the competition.
Yes.
But there are two women in the competition who ended up being, you know, a couple in the end. They ended up together. Yeah.
In the Bachelor.
They were both.
So they were contestants in the Bachelor.
In the Bachelor. They were both contestants. Oh. The Bachelor.
Really? I didn't know
that. And nice. They ended up together. Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? I'm a little updated on the Bachelor world because one of my co-hosts on The Morning Rush, Hazel, is very much into the whole Bachelor world. And sometimes she would tell me stories about it. And it's pretty interesting because although, you know, they still play on emotions and, you know, genuine interaction, it's still a reality show. And on some level, it's still a little fabricated. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, it's formulaic and it works, you know, it gets people's attention because of the formula. And I don't take it against them. It works. That's why I'm so interested because it works.
Yeah. That's why Hazel keeps talking about it, bro.
I know, pretty cool. It's the same with Survivor and Housewives, so it's the same. So anyway, that's the whole issue. Like we said, if you do have any thoughts about this or if you've experienced this firsthand, please, we want to know what you think about it. It's a little out there for me.
Yeah, I agree.
So there we go. Whoop-pow.
Whoop-pow. And that's it, man. Thank you for listening. I guess we can do some shout outs real quick. Do we have any updates on, we have stuff that we want to update our listeners with?
Yes. Okay. So the Halo Halo merch is still available. You guys can purchase the shirts for $650, the THHS 1 and 2. For $650, and then THHS3 for $700. You guys just have to submit the order form in on our Instagram DMs. However, we just want to announce that we have to suspend the Mr. Speedy code as of now. We're going to work on it. But right now, we've contacted everybody who've been waiting for an update for the Mr. Speedy code. But we want to officially announce that we have to suspend it first for this one. Which means when we do send it to you, you would have to shoulder the shipping fee. Hopefully, it's all right. I've been messaging our Lecha fans, and they say, I mean, it's fine. Sabi naman nila sa mararo. Thank you. There's just like a little bit of a, you know, like a commotion there. But
yes,
that's what's happening. It's still available. And what do we want to announce? What else? Do we have something coming up?
Is it like an anniversary? No. anniversary of the pandemic, man. It's already passed.
Oh, God. That's done.
No, nothing new right now. But if you do want to, we will release a Lechica this Wednesday. So if you want to send us an email or message us or follow us on our social media, it's the Halo Halo Show everywhere except for Instagram. And it's the Halo Halo Show at gmail.com. Do we want to shout out?
Yeah, okay, so Twitter. I'm going to go on Twitter.
Sige. I have Instagram. Hello to Topimania, to Jelai Sakara. Diane Mantilla 21, Tristan Gray, to Johnny Poo, to Pat Salk, Larry Collin, sino ba ba? Milo Lestrange, OJ Radiff, I hope I'm saying your name right, Claudie Day, and for now, natabunan ng mga likes. So those are the ones that I see on the notifications. If we miss you, feel free to just message us on Instagram. Huh?
By the way, thank you for watching us on Kumu, for joining us on Kumu. We played a little game over there. And we're going to go on live on the Podcast Network Asia Kumu page every month, right?
Yes,
that's gonna
be
a month thing. We're going to play more games for you guys. Okay, so on Twitter.
That we can do
oh,
Really? It's out on TikTok.
Next, wait, sorry. On Twitter, shout out to Tang, who's actually a registered nurse who likes to listen to us, apparently.
What up?
Hi. What's up? Also to Albert Tan. Is this really you? I feel like this is Herbert Bautista. No, I
Herbert
think it's
Bautista.
You. The politician. Anyway, oh, Elisa. No. Luis Spicy Toro Maki. Luis Spicy Toro Maki. Oh, wait lang, wait lang. Meron pa, marami pa here. Sonho. Sonho's girl. Gerald, Carlos, Rila, Jose, and Red Ostujoric. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, thank you.
That's it, you guys. Follow us on Instagram and everywhere, please.
Yup. And let's do the extra song.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.